Well, this particular map, I understand, uses what's called a perspectival technique, which is because of its angle and view of Venice, the buildings were almost an optical illusion, you know, facing the viewer. It's funny because the very day I heard about the map is the day that Google announced a new 3D layer for their map for mobile phones. You can look at a map and see the buildings in almost the exact same way that this map is presenting it. And I just love that connection to something 500 years old and technology that's just coming into being right now. We are physical creatures, and at this moment in time in the 21st century, we're dealing with digital information that normally doesn't have a place. And the idea of maps is going to actually become more and more important. Imagine every object in the collection at the MIA being mapped. Where did the marble for the Dürerfuss come from? Where has the object ever been? The artists themselves will be able to embed layers of their own biographical, geographical information. Where did the artists live? Where were they when they had the idea for something? We know that this particular map lived for many years in a prominent French family that descended from Napoleon's favorite general, I believe the Messina family. I find that utterly fascinating. Right now, you can get directions from point A to point B, but very soon, those same maps in your pocket will carry layers of history. And those layers will be exposed to you based on your other interests. So imagine if your map could see your Facebook and your Amazon purchases on what books you've read and which books you love. All those books carry mentions of places, whether fiction or nonfiction. And the ability to connect all that together, to personalize the world for you. So cities now sometimes that would have been foreign to you before suddenly have meaning perhaps because a scene from a Hemingway novel is brought to life for you and saying that hotel in The Sun Also Rises is actually a mile away and you can go there right now. So we'll have the opportunity to relive artworks in the world again. I was going to recommend is that anybody that might be standing in front of this map right now should pull out their cell phone. And I know that you can do this with an iPhone or any Android phone and go on Google Maps and look up Venice, Italy, and then begin to walk the streets and see if you can find the buildings. That's what's fun about this object is you can do that right now with your phone in your pocket.
Press the green button to join Rachel McGarry as she leads a tour of Venice during the golden age of Venetian painting, using Barbary's wonderful map, View of Venice. Press the red button for more on the origins of Venice.